Kicks 100.5, the Valley's best country. It's Jason and Tracy, 8:10 this morning.
64 degrees and some special guests in the studio today.
Yeah, we're actually very thrilled to have these folks. We received an email a couple of days ago and just brought to mind something that I hadn't thought of in many years. You've all probably heard of, at one time or another, the Civil Air Patrol. Mostly, it makes you think back to World War II. When the Civil Air Patrol first got rolling right around the time of World War II, and they were established in 1941, just days before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And just to give a little history here, the Civil Air Patrol crew first interrupted a sub-attack on a flight out of, Rehoboth Beach? Did I say that correctly? Oh, we got to turn your mic on here. We got guests, and we don't even turn the microphone on.
How rude.
Saving a tanker off Cape May, New Jersey, since radio calls for military bombers were often unproductive, unarmed CAP flyers dived in mock attacks to force subs to break and run. The CAP Coastal Patrol flew 24 million miles, found 173 submarines, attacked 57, hit 10, sank 2. By presidential executive order, CAP became an auxiliary of the Army Air Forces in 1943. And a German commander later confirmed that coastal U-boat operations were withdrawn from the United States, quote, because of those damned little red and yellow airplanes. And we've got the folks of Civil Air Patrol still going strong today in our own backyard with a chapter right in West Lebanon. And we have Major Freeman here with us this morning. Good morning, Major.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you guys here and to know that CAP is still alive and strong.
Now tell us what you guys are doing here in West Lebanon. What is your daily schedule?
Well, we are all volunteers, and the Civil Air Patrol, of course, there are no more Army Air Forces, so we are now part of the Air Force. We're actually Air Force Auxiliary, and we have three missions that we do. We do emergency services, which is search and rescue and disaster relief. So anytime an airplane goes missing, we're the ones that go look for it, and whether in the air or on the ground. We fly a fleet of high-wing aircraft. Usually little bug smashers like Cessnas and Malls, and they're very good for flying slow and looking for things.
You have quite an expansive cadet program.
That's right. The second one of our three missions is our cadet program, and cadets are men and women from the ages of 12 to 18 that come join us, and they also participate in our emergency services. They get a chance to learn how to fly, and they get a chance to train, learn a little discipline, a little leadership, a little military bearing, and we brought one of our cadets with us here today. This is Cadet Airman Roy.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing there? Now tell us, as a cadet, what is the Civil Air Patrol, what has that been like for you? What exactly do you get out of this?
Civil Air Patrol, to me, it's given me a lot of confidence for what I do, and I feel very proud because
you're doing a good thing. You're doing a great thing.
I mean, you guys are a lot of the time, you know, you're forgotten. You're thought of as a World War II thing, but you guys really are. You know, you're one of the people on the forefront at any time of need that's out there protecting the United States.
The colloquial term is that we're the nation's best kept secret.
Yeah. Now, as a cadet, what types of skills do you learn? What types of things do you do?
We learn communications. We can talk to the airplanes, figure out stuff like that. We also learn how to bring airplanes in and repair airplanes.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15, and when did you start doing this?
I think I was 14.
And so you're 15 years old and landing an airplane.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. See,
can you imagine that?
No, I'm too dumb for that stuff. You know, and. But, I mean, there's a whole bunch of these kids. How many cadets are involved in the local chapter here?
In the local chapter, we have a total of 20 cadets on our roster.
Wow. And you guys, you're organized out of the West Lebanon Airport.
That's right.
And what do you have to do to become a cadet with the Civil Air Patrol in West Lebanon?
Basically, we like you to come attend our meetings, and we have meetings every week. The meetings have a regular schedule, and it's quite well organized. We also have activities on the weekends for the cadets, which is where they get a chance to go fly in the aircraft and perform their emergency services missions that we do.
So are there requirements that have to be met in order to join the Civil Air Patrol?
The only really requirement that they have to meet is age 12 and in good standing in their school.
Now, one of the things I found interesting from the email communications back and forth, there's a line in here. It says, I'm sure you're thinking about how most of the kids, how it's possible that they could afford this as flight lessons are not cheap and everything today is so expensive. Not with the Civil Air Patrol. It's $26 a year for each cadet. And the Air Force takes care of the bulk of the rest.
That's right. We have a lot of Air Force funding and also local donations. We are a volunteer group. All of the adults in the program volunteer their time and a fair bit of resources.
Now, is this a full-time thing for you or?
Absolutely not.
No, so this is the you have a life outside of this and
that's right.
And you know, work and all that stuff, and then you're donating the rest of the time, really.
That's right. Although I think you'll find a lot of us who put in quite a few hours a week, and yeah. I probably put about 20 hours a week at least.
Now, back to our cadet here. Now, have you actually flown?
Yeah.
You have. And how's that for you?
It's a lot of fun. It's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you've done things that, you know, most adults haven't had a chance to do. And I mean, how many hours have you spent in the air?
I've only spent about 2 right now.
2 hours in the air? But you fly on your own.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, an instructor.
Right, but you're at the controls.
Yeah.
First time you took the controls, you must have been scared to death.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're a brave, brave boy.
Well, that's...
Man.
That, yeah.
Young man.
Don't, let's not confuse the issue. well, that's great. I'm just so thrilled to, you know, to realize and to be reminded that, you know, the CAP is still... is still going strong. Like I said, people think of it as a World War II thing, and you know they don't realize you guys are out there.
There's about 65,000 members in the U.S.
Amazing.
About 650 here in New Hampshire.
You guys are located in West Lebanon. As far as people from other towns that want to join, is there a proximity where they have to be within to join?
Nope. There are 11 squadrons in New Hampshire. The nearest to here would be Woodsville, Concord.
And a bunch in Vermont. Springfield, Vermont has one.
That's right.
Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Rutland.
Yeah. So there's a bunch around. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us. And you know, I'm sure you don't hear it enough, but thank you so much for your service. And you know, especially all volunteer based and things like that. You know, you get a huge salute from the community and a well-deserved thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're going to check your forecast. The Eye on the Strange and Deranged on the way next on Kix 100.5.